Okay. So today we're going to dive into some new stuff Google's cooking up.
Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, in the ever-changing world of online advertising,
mm-hmm.
It can be really easy to kind of just brush these things off.
Right.
Like, oh, another update, whatever.
Absolutely.
But this one's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
And the reason is because it's like a whole new way of doing things with Google Ads.
Definitely.
And it has the potential to really shake things up for businesses.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about Google's new Showcase shopping ads.
That's right. Yeah.
I know you're busy. You're trying to absorb as much knowledge as you can to help your business grow. And
for sure.
And we don't want to waste your time with, you know, fluff and just like the technical mumbo jumbo.
Right. Exactly.
So we're gonna cut to the chase here.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you a clear and efficient understanding of what these showcase ads are, how they work, and most importantly, how you can use them to your advantage.
Absolutely.
Without getting lost in the weeds.
Yeah. Think of this as your kind of like your shortcut, your cheat sheet to understanding what really matters.
Exactly.
With these showcase ads.
Yeah, we've done the research. We've looked at the ins and outs.
Yes.
And we're here to break it down for you.
Absolutely.
So first things first.
Yeah.
What are these showcase shopping ads? Like, what are we even talking about here?
Right. So basically, Google has rolled out this new format in their advertising options.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably notice them right away because they're in a very prime location.
Okay.
On the search results page.
Gotcha.
You're going to see them right at the very top.
Mm.
Above the usual paid search listings.
Oh, wow.
Right alongside those standard product shopping ads that we're all familiar with.
Okay. So like at the very top of the page.
Top of the page, prime real estate.
Okay.
Digitally speaking.
Got it.
So it's a pretty big deal.
So these are different from the product shopping ads that we're used to seeing.
That's right. Yeah, they are different.
Right.
And I think it's really important to understand who they're trying to reach
mm-hmm.
with these.
Okay.
They're not necessarily geared toward people who are searching for a specific product.
Gotcha.
Or brand name.
Mm-hmm.
They're more for broader searches.
Okay.
More general commercial searches.
Okay. Interesting. So someone who's just kind of like browsing.
Exactly. Yeah. Just browsing, kind of exploring different options.
Gotcha.
And that's where I think it gets really interesting for business owners like you.
Okay.
Because this is where we start to see some real opportunity.
Okay. I'm all ears.
So unlike those standard product shopping ads where you click on it and it takes you directly to a product page.
Right. To buy it.
With pricing and all the details. Right.
Right.
The initial click on a showcase shopping ad.
Okay.
It works a little differently.
It has so.
So instead of going straight to a product page, that first click.
Yeah.
It opens up what's essentially a curated catalog of related products.
Okay.
A collection that you as the advertiser have put together.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a mini visual presentation of your offerings right there at the top of the search results.
Gotcha. So instead of just seeing one product, they're seeing a bunch of products.
Exactly. A selection of products, kind of like flipping through a digital lookbook.
Okay.
Before they decide to dive into a specific item.
Interesting. Okay.
And here's the best part.
Yeah.
That very first click, the one that opens your catalog.
Okay.
It's free.
What, really?
Yep, no charge.
So it's not pay-per-click?
Well, it is, but not for that initial click.
Okay.
You only get charged if the user then clicks on a specific product within your showcase.
Oh, okay.
That second click that takes them to your website's product page, that's when the charge kicks in.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're only paying if they're, like, really interested.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're paying for qualified leads people who have already shown some interest by browsing your selection.
That's brilliant.
Mm.
Okay, so we've talked about what they are now. How do we actually make these things?
Okay, so there are a couple of ways to go about creating these showcase shopping ads.
Okay.
There's a new API available for the more tech-savvy folks.
Okay.
But for most people, the easiest way is going to be through the Google Ads interface.
Okay.
You'll need to be using the beta version of the new interface.
Gotcha.
But it's pretty straightforward once you're in there.
Okay, so walk me through it.
Sure. So the first step is to create a new ad group within one of your existing shopping campaigns.
Okay.
And when you're setting up that ad group, you'll see an option to select the shopping showcase ad group type.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you choose that one. That's how you tell Google that you're creating a showcase ad.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's like a special type of ad group.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, so once you've got your shopping showcase ad group set up, the next step is to choose which products you want to feature in that initial showcase.
Okay.
you've got a lot of flexibility here. You can choose products based on their type, like, you know, all your apparel or all your electronics.
Okay.
You can even feature products based on your brand or your company logo if you want to really build brand recognition.
Interesting. Okay.
So, you know, think about what kind of message you want to send with your showcase.
Gotcha. So you could do like a showcase of like your best sellers or something.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Or you could create a showcase around a specific theme or season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now what about the image?
Right, the image is crucial.
Yeah, because that's what people are going to see first, right?
Absolutely. That's what's going to grab their attention and get them to click.
The pinnacle.
So you want to make sure you choose a high-quality, eye-catching image.
Okay.
Something that really stands out from the crowd.
Yeah, definitely no blurry or, like, you know, generic stock photos. Huh. Exactly.
You want something unique, something that represents your brand and your products.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do we need for the visual part?
Right. So along with the image, you'll also need to create a headline.
Okay.
Just a short, engaging piece of text that appears alongside your image.
Gotcha.
And then you'll also write a brief description just to give a little more context or highlight a key selling point.
Okay. So like a little blurb about the products.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you'll also need to specify the destination URL.
Okay.
Which is the page on your website that people will land on after they click on a product within your showcase.
Gotcha. So you still got to think about like where you're sending them.
Absolutely. You want to make sure it's a relevant page that's going to keep them engaged.
Right, right. Okay. And then what about the display URL?
Ah, yes. So the display URL is just the simplified version of your website address.
Okay.
That Google shows in the ad itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cleaner, more user-friendly way to display your URL.
Okay, so it's like for branding purposes, basically. Okay, cool. Now, the source material also mentioned a tip for getting better results with these showcase ads.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What was that?
So basically, it boils down to using catchy wording and great images.
Mm-hmm.
But also, don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
Try different combinations of products in your showcases.
Okay.
Test different images and headlines.
Gotcha.
And even experiment with different ad group themes to see what resonates best with your target audience.
Okay, so like A/B testing kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to see what gets the most clicks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we've talked about what they are, how to make them, but now comes the big question.
Yeah.
Should you do it yourself or should you hire someone to help?
Right, that's a big decision for a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you know, understanding the fundamentals is great.
Yeah.
But actually setting up and managing these campaigns,
yeah,
they could be pretty time consuming.
For sure.
And there's a lot of nuance to it.
Yeah.
So the alternative is to bring in some professional help. You know, that there are companies that specialize in PPC management.
Mm-hmm. And they can really take a lot of the guesswork out of it for you.
For sure.
Okay. So what are the benefits of going with a pro?
Well, for one thing, they have a lot of experience with targeting.
Okay.
They know how to make sure your ads are being seen by the right people.
Mm-hmm.
They're also experts at optimizing your ad spend.
Okay.
So you're not wasting money on clicks that aren't going to convert.
Gotcha.
And maybe most importantly, they have a deep understanding of online selling trends.
Okay.
And best practices for different industries.
Mm-hmm.
So they can really help you tailor your campaigns for maximum impact.
Okay. So it's not just about like setting up the ads.
No, it's about the whole strategy.
Gotcha.
It's about making sure your ads are actually working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're getting your return on your investment.
Right. Because at the end of the day, it's all about making money.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's the verdict? Should you DIY or hire a pro?
Well, it really depends on your individual circumstances.
Okay.
You know, how much time do you have to devote to managing your ads?
Yeah.
What's your budget?
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable are you with the technical side of things?
Right.
You know, if you're short on time and resources,
yeah,
then hiring a pro might be the best way to go.
Okay.
But if you're willing to put in the time and effort,
mm-hmm,
and you're confident in your abilities,
yeah,
then you can definitely manage your ads yourself.
Okay. So it's really a matter of like weighing the pros and cons.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
What's the main takeaway for our listeners?
I think the main takeaway is that online advertising doesn't have to be scary.
Okay.
You know, there are solutions out there, whether you choose to DIY or hire a pro.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is to find what works best for you and your business.
Exact.
And to use these new tools to your advantage.
Absolutely. And this information actually comes from a pretty credible source.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Bradley, the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. He's got a lot of experience in sales and marketing, and his company has been profitable for like 24 years straight.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so he knows what he's talking about.
Definitely.
Okay, so to wrap things up,
Yeah.
the core benefit of these showcase shopping ads is that they give you a way to reach a broader audience. And that initial click, remember, it's free.
Right.
So it's a really cost-effective way to get your products in front of more people.
Absolutely. And it allows you to showcase a wider range of your offerings,
Exactly.
which can be really helpful for businesses that sell a variety of products.
Okay, so what are your next steps?
Well, I would say the first step is to familiarize yourself with the new Google Ads interface.
Okay.
Go in there, explore the shopping showcase ad group type, see what it's all about.
Okay.
And then from there, you can decide whether you want to manage your ads yourself or if you want to reach out to a PPC expert for help.
Gotcha. Okay. And here's a final thought for you to chew on. How might a visually compelling showcase of your products displayed right at the top of Google change the way potential customers discover your brand?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, it's all about getting in front of people before they even know they need you.
Right.
And these showcase ads give you a powerful way to do that.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.